we may bring it to offer it up to you as our worship to you. Yes, in spirit and also with our offering to worship you. Encourage each one of us to exercise daily. We need your help. We need your mercy. We need your grace. Thank and praise you that you gave us the spirit of reality, the Holy Spirit, to come teach and to lead us. Yes, we do give the last session to you. Speak to us. Amen. In this last session, in this last meeting, we want to share concerning the last three offerings. Actually, we already had a meeting in Bangkok before concerning the offerings. I hope that the brothers and sisters would go home and review that. Do not just listen and then forget about it. That doesn't work. The hearing of the Lord's word is not just for us to understand. When we hear the word of the Lord, it is to help us to enter into it. Don't say it's very difficult. It's not easy. I don't want it. Don't say that that's enough. Then why does a triune God have the God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit was given to us by God so that we would experience all the riches that is written in His Word. All that He wants us to do. Do not say it's too hard. Do not say that it's not possible. Much less should you say that there's too much pressure. There is no pressure. What pressure? Many children, when they go to the kindergarten, the first day and the second day, the third day, they keep crying, "I want my mommy." And the fourth day, they change. And the fifth day, they don't want the mommies anymore. A mommy brings you along, says, "You go home. I come here to learn." Isn't this the case? It is. Don't say that because the child cried the first day and the child cried the second day, then the child shouldn't go to school anymore. Would a person who is a mother do this? Would you? I wouldn't. May we also not be like this spiritually. Don't just say, "Oh, it's hard, it's hard." We don't want any pressure. Being a Christian has the most pressure. Isn't that the case? Do you think that it's very simple to be a Christian? Don't be one. Don't be one then. Tell your children, "Oh, Jin Ken, don't be a Christian. There's much pressure in being a Christian." Isn't the pressure great? As an elder, don't you have much pressure? No? Do you think that being an elder is just sitting in the elder's room and just pray and sing some hymns? And make some decisions there? And prepare some messages? And that's it? It's very easy to be an elder. That is not being an elder. I don't know what that is. No wonder we have turned into being elderly, old. The elders have turned to be elderlies. They're not senior, but they have turned old. Virasa stood up to lead us in the singing. Singing like that, I became 40 years younger. Thank and praise the Lord. Do not think that it is very hard. Even though it may be a bit hard, then you tell the Lord already you don't want to do it. It's not easy to be a Christian. You have to be a good example. When you are outside, you have to be a living testimony. Whatever the people in the world may do, you cannot do. Others may love the world, but you cannot love the world. Is it easy to be a Christian? Would you still want to be one? Do you have any choice? Just be a commoner. A Christian without salt? Salt. A kind of cold Christian without any flavor? If you be one like that, then there's no pressure at all. But I have to warn you, at the Lord's coming, the pressure that you would get at the time is indescribable. The pressure today is only this much, but at the day of the coming of the Lord, I don't even dare to say how great that pressure would be. Now, do you actually love the Christians, or are you there to harm the Christians? As an elder, you tell your children and they say, oh, don't do that because that's too much pressure. Do you teach your children, like your own children, like that? Don't eat. If the child does not eat, it's okay, it's okay, don't eat. And when the child does something that he shouldn't do, then you say, oh, that's okay, it doesn't matter. If the child doesn't want to go to school, and doesn't want to do homework, or is disobedient, and only goes to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning, as a father, you would say, oh, that's okay. Don't give him any pressure. The children go out and play until 1 in the morning, and they come home, and you say, that's okay. No pressure. How is that? Is that good? Would that be good? Really? Would that really be not good? How come spiritually it's very good? Oh, to offer up the sacrifices. Don't do that. Don't do that. There shouldn't be any pressure. To experience Christ daily. No, 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 no. That's too hard. Do not give our brothers and sisters, especially the young people, no pressure. Okay, don't tell them to read the word and pray daily. That's too much pressure. Tell me, is that a good thing? Are you an elder like that? If there's something wrong, you don't dare to say anything. If you say something, they may run away. If I say that, they're going to hate me. Are you like this? Of course, in this way, you have no. There's no pressure. If you're such an elder, you would be always older and older one. Does the Bible teach you to do that? Did God teach you to do that? Our old Adam, our old ancestor, sinned. What did the Lord Jesus do? He says, oh, it doesn't matter. It's not their fault. It was a fault of the devil. It's that old ancient serpent's fault. Just let it be. Otherwise, how is he going to eat the tree of life? Just leave him there. How about that? Did God do that? What did God do? Cast him out. No, not only did God cast him out, but he was afraid that they would come back. He had the cherubim guard the Garden of Eden with a fiery sword. It's not that the Lord doesn't want them to come back, but he was afraid that they might come back. In 1 Corinthians, the brother sinned. The elders over there still said, it's okay. We have the forbearance. Oh, this is still a very lovable brother. We have to be patient with him. That's okay. Slowly, slowly. Is that right? They thought that dealing with it in this way is being very spiritual. When Paul knew about it, what did he do? He said, I am not there in body, but I'm there in spirit. I have already cast out this sinful brother. Now tell me, who is right? Which one do you like? No. Paul doesn't have any love. You cast this brother out, won't there be division in the church? Is that the case? You even say, oh, it's not serious. It's just a small matter. It's leaven, but it's just a little bit. It's okay. Is it okay? What does the Bible say? Is it only dangerous when there's a lot of leaven? A little bit of leaven is okay? Do you understand the Bible? If you don't understand the Bible, you should ask your wife, have you ever made bread? Do you throw a whole bag of yeast or leaven into the dough? Although I've never baked a cake in my life. I've never done that. But I know that a little bit of leaven would be sufficient to cause the dough to rise. Even without the Bible, I know this teaching. And as an elder, don't you know this teaching? Now, what are you doing as an elder? If you want to be one, you have to be a proper one, faithful to the Word of God. do not forget. You are elder, but there is a chief shepherd. You have to give account to him. You have to give an account to him. He will take up the accounting with you. We all administer the Church of God according to our own concepts. That is why, brothers and sisters, we all need to learn. Do not think, oh, the Lord shed his blood and forgave us. That's okay, no problems. This morning, I'm sharing concerning the sin offering, beginning with chapter 4. And then there's also a bit in chapter 5 concerning the trespass offering. Why is there such a long chapter concerning the sin offering? And it even goes on to chapter 5. And then the trespass offering begins at the end of chapter 5 and it goes on to chapter 6. It's so long. Do you know that in the eyes of God, if Philip sins, he sins and I commit the same sin as well. It's the same sin. The punishment that he gets is different from the punishment that I get. Because in committing his sin, he does not affect others. But I stand here and then I go and sin, I would cause many to stumble. It's not the same. He goes steal $50. If I go steal $50, one day you find out about it. Oh, Brother John went and stole $50. How would you think? Tell me. If a child goes steal $50, you won't feel have such a strong feeling, particularly. But if I were to go steal $50, you would be shaking your heads until they drop off, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you do that? Have you not read the Bible? Did you not read about the sin offering? For a priest who sins, it's different than a little brother who sins. The offering that you bring, the sacrifice that you bring, has to be much bigger. If the church does something wrong, it's just like the priest doing something wrong. Now, if the church has a wrongdoing and brings an offering, who is going to bring it? Have you not read? Who? The elders. Do you still want to be an elder? Do you want to be one? I don't even dare to be one. You can go and be one. Elder Deyong. It is not so simple. If you don't understand the offerings, how do you understand it? Much worse is if a young brother does something wrong and you scold him. And if an elder does something wrong, nobody dares to say anything. Paul said, if an elder does a wrong doing and there is proof, he should be rebuked in front of the whole congregation. If a young, small brother does something wrong, it's not as serious. But if an elder is loose in his dealings, do not think that that's simple. Do you still want to be an elder? Who wants to be one? Raise your hand. You don't want to be one. Do not think that being an elder is very glorious. Sometimes I joke a little. A certain person became an elder. Oh, he got promoted. It's a promotion, right? In man's view, it's a promotion. And in my eyes, it's a demotion. Because you were a good brother. And now that you have become an elder, you become a servant to all. Then is it promotion or a demotion? Do you still want to be one? Do you want to be a servant to all? Do you think that being an elder is just a director? When the Lord Jesus came to this earth, did he just direct everyone to do things? Who washed whose feet? Do not think that the elders are way up high. What do you think we are? We are nothing. It's not that we shouldn't be it anymore, but you have to be a good elder. It's not simple. It's not simple. Do you want to be a responsible sister? Is it easy? Is your head covered? Or do you want to be the head? It's not simple. Not simple. May the Lord have mercy on us all. So you need to understand these offerings. If a priest sins, that's not a simple matter. You bear the sin. And if the whole congregation, the whole church sinned, then the elders have to bear the burden. Now, there's another thing. When the leader is sinned, it's very clear. It's written all there. It's all written there. Did the Lord Jesus not say in Luke chapter 12, If a servant knows the will of the master and does not do it, he will get more stripes than the person who does not than the servant who does not know the will of the master. Do you think our Lord Jesus just says love, 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 and love again? Is there no discipline in love? The Bible says if he loves you, he would certainly chasten you. I welcome his chastening. Not for him to go chasten you, but he should chasten me, discipline me. If you are not willing to be chastened, or if you are not chastened, then what? Isn't that so? And you even blame others. Do not do that. Brothers and sisters, we all have to fear God. Now, if you and I do not experience Christ as our sin offering, the sin offering is to change your person, not only to save you. Why are there two offerings? One is a sin offering and the other is a trespass offering. One is to save you from your flesh and save you from the dominion of sin and death. Do you want to be a slave to sin? Have you not read Romans? We fellowship concerning the book of Romans for many years. Do you have the impression that death and sin will no longer have dominion over you? That death and sin will no longer be king in you? That is Romans chapter 6. Have you read that? Do you have that impression? If you have read that verse, what is the reaction, or what influence does it have in your life? Have you ever asked the Lord, Lord, that's what your word says? How come sin and death are still reigning in me? Do you still want sin to be the king in you? No. Then you need to be in the Spirit daily and enjoy the crucified Christ. You have to tell sin, it's no longer I. This body of sin has to stop. The old man was crucified together with Christ. Is this just your belief? No. Daily, you have to experience this through the Spirit. If sin comes knocking on the door, you have to tell sin. You come knocking, I'll go call the police to arrest you. Satan, get lost. Get lost. Do you say that? The Lord Jesus said to Satan, who was hiding behind Peter, and he was using Peter to tempt the Lord Jesus. It's not that Peter was Satan, but Satan was behind Peter, prompting him. The Lord Jesus knew about that. Get you behind me, Satan. Do you dare to tell that to Satan? Or when Satan comes around, you say, oh, I'm afraid. Okay, whatever you want, I'll just go do it. Is that how you are? No. Paul said, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free. Set me free. Previously you were bound, and now you are free. Are you free? Are you free? If you're not free, then it's just a doctrine. I believe in the book of Romans. I don't need you to believe. The Lord Jesus doesn't want you just to believe, but the Lord wants you to experience this. It's not that I believe, but I'm still bound. Suravit was right. He's not only the Spirit of truth, but he's the Spirit of reality. Even after we prayed this morning, he once again asked me. It's not only the truth. How many years have you been speaking concerning the truth? You have to ask, where is the reality? Do you think that the Holy Spirit just speaks the truth? You are the one that's always speaking the so-called truth. The Spirit did not come just to speak the truth. He's not coming here to speak some doctrines to you, but he wants to bring this, the real thing, into you. This thing here is lemon juice plus honey. I can tell you about this teaching. This is lemon. You know what lemon is, right? It's kind of round. It's yellow. And in the Southeast Asia, it's green. And if you eat it, it's kind of sour. And there's honey's been added to it. And it's stirred. This is what's here. You hear this teaching? Does that mean that you're no longer thirsty? Is that the case? All I have to do is just give you this teaching. But I don't give you to drink. I just tell you this about this teaching. How is that? Is that good? Of course, the Chinese have a saying, if you look at the plum and it quenches your thirst, just looking at the plum, you're no longer thirsty. Because we have these sour plums the Chinese eat. As soon as you think about this plum, you start watering in your mouth. And you're no longer thirsty. Now tell me, is that good? Then you don't have to drink any water daily. You just have to look at the plum. And then your thirst is quenched. If you don't have any water to drink, all you have to do is to think about the plum. How about that? If you do this for a few days, I tell you, you'll die. Is the translation okay? Is it like this spiritually? You just talk about it? And on the Lord's Day, everybody just comes to listen for a little bit. And the next week, you come again to hear a little bit. And sometimes you don't even know what you heard. And then you go home. And then you come the following week and come to listen a little more, and then you're full and you go home. your stomach shrinks. It becomes smaller and smaller. After listening for a year, you don't have a sense of hunger anymore. Tell me, am I just lying to you? You go read for yourself. There's a difference between the sin offering and the trespass offering. And what about the trespass offering? The trespass offering is to deal with our deeds, our trespasses. Besides, you have to be aware that you have done wrong. If you don't admit that you're wrong, then there's no way. Then you don't need a trespass offering. If you have not done wrong, would you still have to apologize to me? You did not steal my money, and then I say, you stole it. And I want you to come apologize. Would you do that, Brother Chen? Would you? He wouldn't even dare say, no, well, perhaps he stole it. If you didn't steal it, then you have to say, I'm sorry, brother. I didn't steal it. But if you need $50, I can give it to you. But if you want me to apologize, I'm sorry. I can't do that because I did not steal it. However, if you truly need $50, now here. Thank you. I'm not loaning it to you. I'm giving it to you. Is that enough? Oh, then if not, then $100 I give to you. Do you have such a capacity in your heart, a large heart? Otherwise, what should we do? Do not give teachings. The Bible says if you're indebted to someone, if you owe somebody, you not only have to return, but you also have to add 1/5 to it. Meaning to say that our God is righteous. Do not think that our Lord is just love and He's not righteous. That is why you need to experience this. Because God wants us to be righteous. Do not think that, oh, I have the blood of the Lord Jesus to cleanse me. Thank the Lord, I'm cleansed. It's not only that you're cleansed. The question is whether you are righteous or not. Are you sanctified? Are you holy? If you don't read, oh, just forgiveness and that's good enough. This is not what the book of Leviticus says. You see, it doesn't need to be so clear. If it doesn't need to be so clear, why is there the book of Leviticus? How long, how many years has the Bible been in your house and you have had no time to read it? It's been at least 50 years. Have you read it through once? What do you have to say before the judgment seat of Christ? That's why you shouldn't say that, Brother John, you're too long-winded. Lord Jesus. So the first two offerings is number one, for you to be a person who is fully for God's will. When the Lord Jesus came to this earth, he did not just cry, Abba, Father, Abba, Father. It's good to call the Abba, Father. It's just like those who call Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. But if you just call on him and you do not obey him, do your children love you? Do they? They do. Are they obedient? Is love enough? They don't need to obey you? The Lord Jesus did not say that. It doesn't mean that if you call Lord, Lord, and you can enter into the kingdom, but you have to do the will of the Father in heaven. There are conditions. Don't just call Abba Father, Abba, Abba. And if you're done calling Abba Father, then you don't bother with him anymore, and you don't do what he wants. You will experience this with your child. Papa, papa. You're very happy. And you tell her not to do something. If you ask her to eat, she won't eat. I have a granddaughter, when she was young, you ask her to eat, she'll just close her mouth. If she won't eat, she just won't eat. But he would call daddy, daddy, or mommy, mommy. And when the mommy tells her to eat, she said, no, I won't eat. You call Abba, Father, Father, Father. Even though you might call him 100 times. And the Father asks you to bring the offering, you just, Would that be good? Is that good? Do you know? We, the children of God, are just about the same. We're just like those physical children of ours. We're no different. Lord Jesus. And in between, there's the peace offering. Peace. In the Chinese Bible, is translated into be everything to be peaceful. But is peace and rest the same? It's not the same. I feel very peaceful. I feel at peace within me, but I can't stand him. As soon as I see him, the peace within me disappeared. Tell me, is that a good thing? He is also at peace until he sees me. for no good reason, the fire just rises up in him. Is that good? When we are separate, I'm at peace with myself. I'm at peace. But when we come together, it would be a wonder if we would not quarrel. You know, we have already mentioned this. Christ is our peace. Our peace. Isn't that right? We can give the teaching. But are we at peace one with another? We've been in the church for so many years. How many years? You can count for yourself. You have to count. Don't think that you shouldn't. You don't have to count. Psalm 90 says you have to count your days. You can't say that, oh, I don't know arithmetic. You know how to count money, but you don't know how to count. You may say, oh, Brother John, your words are too sharp. If I don't speak in this way, perhaps you don't get it. Do you have peace with one another? You've been in the church for so many years, and you've done so much work for the Lord. For 20, 30, 40 years. And it's been 40 years and you still can't get along. Yeah. Then who are you going to blame? Who are you going to blame? Should you blame the Lord Jesus? Lord Jesus, your word is wrong. You say you are our peace. There's no such thing. You preach the gospel. What kind of a gospel do you preach? This is also called the gospel of peace. Because after you hear the gospel, this gospel will bring you to God, to be reconciled unto God. Because you have offended the Lord too many times. And it also requires that we be reconciled to one another. That the Jews will be reconciled with the Gentiles. Tell me, you look at the newspapers. Are the Jews and the Arabs at peace with one another? They're fighting every day. If you kill one of mine, I kill 10 of yours. Are we like this? Are you a Jew or are you an Arab? What kind of person are you? Are you the old man or are you the new man? If we say that we're the new man, will the new man quarrel? Would Christ quarrel with Christ? Is that good? You have to know. It's only the old man that would pick a fight with others. You put on the new man. Would you still be able to fight? You say we're the body of Christ. It sounds very good. Do you have a body? Santi, do you have a body? You do? Do you have one? Does your right hand always quarrel with your left hand? Does it? Have they ever fought? No. Really not? Would you slap your mouth, your own mouth? Or slap your own head? And bang. And the left hand will say to the right thing, you bad thing, and they would just hit it. And the left foot would kick the right foot. Is your body like that? Is it? No? Really not? Then your body is much better than the body of Christ. I have to laugh about it as I speak in this way. And we still say that we are the body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ is much worse than your body. Many times I cannot bring it over my mouth. And you still speak it in such a great way. Amen. Don't think that it's easy to be at peace with one another. Go and experience Christ as our peace every day. When you want to quarrel, then you say no. My flesh has been crucified together with Christ. I experience the death of Christ in me. It's effective in me, and it puts to death my flesh. That is why you also need to experience the sin offering. Not expressing your flesh. On one hand, you don't live your flesh. On the other hand, you live out Christ. Lord, you are my peace. It only works in this way. And it's only in this way that you would have an offering. Oh, Father, thank and praise you. Your Son, Jesus Christ, truly is our peace. And this week, I wanted to criticize a certain brother. The more I thought about him, the angrier I got. But I thought of the Lord Jesus as my peace offering. I reject such a thought. The Lord Jesus is my peace. I don't want to hate the brothers. And you're just pacified within you. And it turns around and I begin to repent. It's not that I hate him. At first I thought he was wrong. And I realized then that I myself was also wrong. Then you have peace within you. And the real peace enters in. Abba, Father, I offer you this offering. I'm very happy. Isn't this good? Is this pressure? You say it's pressure. It's not pressure. It saves you from the pressure of hating the brother. This is not pressure. This is a liberation. So when you come to the meeting, you have a big smile on your face. Otherwise, when you come to the meeting, you have a droopy face. Don't you believe that? Even if you don't believe it, you have to believe it. Tell me, am I giving you some teachings? Tell me, if the Father sees you come with such an offering, the Abba Father will be happy. Tell me, would he be happy? Definitely he would be. Isn't it so? What do you think? But if I'm angry with this brother inside, I come to the meeting. Oh, Abba Father. Oh, thank and praise you. I worship you. But inwardly, you still hate that brother. I don't like Brother Guangrong. His name is Guangrong, meaning light and glory. But he has no light and no glory. Oh, but oh, Father, I thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Is that good? The Father would say, oh, it's very good. I'm very satisfied. Would he do that? Tell me. We need to learn. I don't dare to say more. If I say more, you might kick me out. Lord Jesus, our God is the triune God. There's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the three persons. But they're three in one. Isn't that great? I told the elders in Singapore, how many elders are you? You're three. Are you three and yet one? I don't live in Bangkok, so I don't know. But the Lord knows. If I say I don't know, I'm lying to you. So I need to experience Christ as my trespass offering. I only know a little bit. Three elders become three parties. Because I'm, as an elder, I come to you and say, you, look at him. Isn't it right? Do you feel that? Don't you have any feeling? Oh, that's because you're not an elder. You don't know. I know. You have to believe me. Look at Guangrong. He's smiling. Actually, you don't know what's in his heart. You don't know what he's thinking. So he joins my party. And then Kuang-Rong would go to Brother Kihu. Oh, this is Brother John. He only knows how to criticize others. He doesn't do it himself. And he's so proud. He thinks he's somebody. Don't you feel that? I'm going to tell you. I'm very clear. And he becomes a separate party. And then Dehua. And he would organize another party. One is a Democratic Party. Another, I don't know what party. And another is a Liberal Party. And the three elders would have three parties. Tell me, what would the Kingdom of God turn into? There's a Liberal Party, there's a Communist Party, and whatever. I have to ask all of you, which party did you join? Lord Jesus, you have to cry out louder. The Bible says that you cannot be partial. If you go blap here and you go blap there, definitely you will be partial. There will be parties for me. Don't think that it will not happen. You cannot control your own lips. Then are you going to use your lips like what it says in the book of Hebrews and Hosea, that you take the Lord Jesus as our offering, as our sacrifice to be offered up to God. In the New Testament, you have to offer up the sacrifices in this way. It's a sacrifice of our lips. In English, it's called to offer up the fruit of your lips. This verse in Hebrews 13 is quoting Hosea chapter 14, verse 2. What does Hosea chapter 14, verse 4 say? Oh, this verse 2. Is this the sacrifice of my lips? It's not empty words. You read your Chinese Bible. I don't know about the Chinese Bible or your Thai Bible, but some of the English translations are really good. Using my lips to render up, to offer up the bull. New King James does not say that. But it's in the Chinese version. How about in Thai? Yes. The Thai version is good. It's good. You may say you're praising is good. You just praise and praise, but there is no bull in your praises. What are you praising? In your praise, there has to be the true, the real offering expressed. Do not just use this verse in Hebrews. Paul was quoting Hosea. I know that some people say you just don't have to bring anything. All you need to do is praise and praise. What did the Lord Jesus say? These people use their lips to praise me, but their hearts are far from me. You may be able to deceive me, but you cannot deceive him. Is my word too heavy for you? But it is the word of God. Whether you like to hear it or not, it doesn't matter. On the contrary, I speak the word of the Lord to you. So when we come to keep the feast, bring your sacrifices, your offerings with you. Let me repeat, do not be so long-winded. First of all, you need the reality. Secondly, you need to bring your sacrifice with your lips. What's the best thing? It's best if you write it down. And when you come, don't just rely on your memory. Sometimes your memory may be wrong. Write it down so that it wouldn't be too lengthy. If it's too lengthy, others won't have any time left. Don't say, oh, last week. And it was in the morning, at 7:30. And while we were having breakfast, at that time, I forgot my coffee. And so I went back to make the coffee. I came back out with my coffee. And then I realized that, we didn't have any bread. So I went back to get the bread. And my husband has not gotten out of bed yet. That's why I, whatever. What are you trying to say? Don't be like that. On that day, while having breakfast, my wife said something, and it just stirred me up. I was going to answer back. I want to scold her. But the Lord said, be quiet. It's not even 1 minute. As long as you have that reality, that's good enough. Don't have to say what time it was. It was Wednesday. When I got up that morning, I was very tired. Don't talk about that. So you have to record it. Write it down. Write it down. Write it down. And take a look at it. Whether it's right. Because this offering that you bring cannot be wrong. Don't bring a lame bull or a blind bull along. Don't do that. If that bull has one big eye and one small eye, you cannot bring that bull. Really so. I am not joking. This is what the word says. Meaning to say, you cannot be loose. And don't take the sin offering as a burnt offering. That is why we all need to learn. It's okay if you need a whole month to learn. It's okay if you take a whole month to learn. In any case, learn slowly. If you're wrong, just change. It's okay. Doesn't mean to say that don't do it anymore. Just call Abba Father, that's good enough. It's not bad to call on the Abba Father, but that is not an offering. The Abba Father only goes to show that you are a son of God. The Spirit of God comes into you and you cry out, Abba Father, that is right. It's a Holy Spirit confirming in you that you are a son of God. That's very good. But that is not an offering. Do you agree? Do you agree? Amen. Thank and praise the Lord. Learn gradually. Pray. And let the Holy Spirit shine in you. And for the Holy Spirit to teach us. Brothers and sisters, I am also learning. I hope to be even mature even more. To be able to experience this offering in an even more specific way and be more absolute, just like our Lord Jesus. I want to fully understand the will of God. Show me your way. I want to know your way. What is said in Psalm 24. Lord, teach me your ways. Don't say it's too hard. It's too tough. You're telling us to offer up a sacrifices again. That's wrong. It's not that I want it. It's not that I want you to do it. Don't say, oh, Brother John wants us to offer the sacrifices. That's wrong. You're wrong again. You have to say, our Father wants us to offer up the sacrifices. That's good enough. If you want to do it, do it. If you don't want to do it, just don't do it. It has nothing to do with me. But it is totally, it has to do with the Father. Thank and praise the Lord. My burden is released. Now it's your job to have this relationship with the Father. I can say hallelujah. I can sleep well now. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for your patience.